This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Mold, mildew, bacteria, and fungus. They're all things we work hard to get rid of. But ever so often, these often maligned maladies manage to perform a miracle or two. More after this.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
Botrytis cinerea certainly sounds like something you might want to see your doctor about, but it's actually a helpful gray fungus that affects wine grapes in a nice sort of way. The fungus naturally forms on some grapes when they're moist and ripe. If the weather brings wet conditions during this time, the grapes will be ruined. However, if the weather becomes dry, the grapes covered in the gray fungus will begin to wither and partially turn to raisins. The affected grapes are then said to have noble rot, a condition that produces the sweetest wines. In fact, the finest of wines that are affected by this fungus, we call them Botrytis wines, are made from grapes that are hand-picked, one berry at a time. Hungarian lore mentions Botrytis wines as far back as 1571. German legend suggests that Botrytis wines began when the workers of a certain estate failed to harvest their grapes on time. As the grapes dried on the vines, noble rot set in. The grapes were given to the common people of the town, who used them to create what turned out to be some of the finest wine in the region. A rather noble feat for a group of commoners. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.